May you sit in a comfortable position, and now basically you can keep your eyes completely closed. And adjust your posture so that you can maintain it for a while. And again, it is not leaning onto any side, rather it is very much a balanced posture. Now you can take a deep breath, hold it for a while, and then release. So our mind typically don't like to stay in the present moment and don't like to appreciate the simplicity, and it is constantly jumping to the past and the future, involving with various complex activities. Now we are trying to little train the mind so that it is engaged with something very simple, quite ordinary, and again using which we are trying to keep it in the present moment, fully aware of the present moment. Again, we can take a deep breath, hold it for a while, and then simply release. See whether you can recognize these sensations. Our eyes are gently closed. There could be a little sensation at your eyes. See whether you can recognize it. Mouth is closed. There may be a slight sensation at your lips. Lips are touching each other. But jaws are not tightly coupled. They have to be relaxed. Again, you can take a deep breath, hold it for a while, and then slowly release. Settle to the present moment. Relax yourself. As we further scan the body, we can see the face relaxed, no tension in the facial tissues or muscles, neck straight, shoulders in a relaxed position, you are not purposely holding them, hands may be resting on your lap, there is no tension in your arms or hands. And probably you can recognize how clothes are touching the body. Here and there, slight sensations. As we further move down, probably we can recognize heart vibration of the abdominal movement. As we breathing in, abdomen comes forward, rising. As we breathe out, it goes back, falling, rising and falling. So we allow this process to happen naturally and see whether we can recognize a couple of cycles of rising and falling. As we further move down, probably we can recognize how buttocks are touching the cushion, and there may be a slight sensation there, little bit of pressure or weight, heaviness, we can feel there. See whether you can be with it. It may be a little pain. How we can observe pain. As we further move down, we can see legs muscles are relaxed, legs are bent, and sometimes soles touching the ground or the carpet. So basically we are in a very comfortable sitting posture. Now again we take a deep breath, hold it for a while, and then slowly release. Now we are taking our attention back to the nostril, and we are trying to recognize each in-breath, each out-breath. We assign a task to the mind to see or to recognize each in-breath, each out-breath without missing any in-breaths or out-breaths. And once it is capable of recognizing each in-breath, each out-breath, now we are trying to further investigate each in-breath, each out-breath. Whether what we are experiencing is longer compared to the previous in-breath, whether it is shorter compared to the previous in-breath, or is it longer compared to the previous out-breath. So likewise, now we are doing some subtle analysis, silent analysis, silent observation. And probably that can be even shorter when compared to the previous in-breath or out-breath. And what is the sensation in terms of the temperature? Is it very similar or getting warm up? Is the in-breath and out-breath has any difference in terms of temperature? Now we are trying to inquire to the situation. We have a little bit of curiosity to recognize, to learn. Now we are carefully investigating all these subtle aspects of breathing. And once our mindfulness is further refined, we are trying to see what we are experiencing is the beginning of the in-breath or the middle or the end. When we are experiencing the out-breath, is it the middle or the, is it the beginning or the middle or the end? So we are so carefully trying to investigate. We are refining our attention, improving the resolution. Once we are able to understand those subtle aspects, probably we can't distinguish whether it is in-breath or out-breath. Rather, there may be a slight sensation only. Then we are simply recognizing that some sensation is there. It is just happening. It is just appearing and then disappearing. It's just coming and going. We can't name it, we can't label it. And if the mindfulness is quite refined, probably even we can watch the thoughts, if there are any thoughts. Or simply we are watching the mind, giving some freedom for the mind. If it likes, it can wander, but we have the capacity to watch it. We can detach from the mind, can step back, and then watch what are the thoughts coming and going. While the river is flowing, like we are simply sitting on the bank, and see how various thoughts are coming and going. We simply watch how they come and go. And these thoughts also has maybe the beginning, the middle, the end. And sometimes there is no thought. There may be a little gap between thoughts. Rather than feel bored about it, we are trying to be aware of that gap. So if you are able to understand these gaps, more and more the gap may increase, thoughts may disappear, and we can even rest in this gap without paying attention to anything else. How about just be in this gap? While being there, but if the mind goes again and grasp, mindfulness will simply show it, and we are simply again release the mind. Again, we are in a relaxed state, a simplified state, unattached state, keeping the mind unagitated, relaxed, simpler. No stress, no friction, and enjoying that silence, clarity of mind.